With for pay, that was part of yesterday's shiur. So here is a fascinating comment, and we don't always take cognizance of a fundamental change since the time of the Gemara, which is you can no longer divorce a woman against her will. See, right over here in Piskei Tshuva Yud Zayin, Bizmaneinu Shein Megarshin Ela Miritzona, can't divorce a woman against her will. Vaz Osin Gemar, if the tie up all their loose ends. The coven and determine how me ye a chi of tipul ablad, who is going to be responsible for child support. Hine, in nikba a chi of al ha'isha, if she is the one who has to support the child. Pshita, tika almana nidona. She's the status of an almana. V'yen shum tzad heta b'mashi grusha. Unless it's nikba on the baal. The baal is to take care of the child support. Fascinating, because we don't discuss this, because in the time of the Gemara, he just divorced her, and they didn't have any determinations, and they maybe would fight it out later on. So at that time, the woman can say, I'm not obligated, but if they had a deal in Beis Din, because it's all negotiated now, and the deal called for her to be in charge, the Heter Rabbeinu Shimshon Azokein would not apply. Ad kan Piskei Tshuva Yud Zayin. Now, the last one is Piskei Tshuva. I asked in the Mar Makomas, I gave you some Piskei Tshuvas. This is Chaf. Again, all in Siman Yud Gimel. Piskei Tshuva Sivkot Nechaf. So we learned you have to have 24 months. The pilpul yesterday was how do you calculate? 708, 750, 730, Lo Sivashal Gadim Bachalev Imam. As unbelievable as that sounds, but the Chassam Sov actually passed in that way. Fine. Is there any wiggle room that should be less than 24 months? I would say no. We saw Mefurish in the Gemara, 24 months. The discussion, how do you calculate 24 months? But it has to be 24 months. No one in Masechta Yevamos disputes this. Am I correct? You saw the sugya, right? I want to make sure I'm not making mistakes. Did any Tana or Amora in Masechta Yevamos argue about the 24 months? Yes or no? Not that I saw. No. So it's 24 months and that's all. Nothing to talk about. 24 months. However, it's not so simple. The Piskei Tshuva in Sivkot Nechaf quotes a number of very distinguished poskim who, you know, in certain limited situations want to have certain leniencies. Now, it's not fair that you don't know the leniencies because you didn't learn the Gemara's and Ksubis. Because the Gemara's and Ksubis were on the auxiliary Mara Makomashi, which no one seemed to get from me. I told you I had some extra Makaras. I didn't want to overburden you. It starts with my Elta Zeta. Pnei Yoshua. At the end of Masechta Ksubis, says as follows. Nishtar beiv hadover v'avanoseinu harabim v'nase keheter ayde kale haoro sheitiru morom lechatchila liten lemeniko miyad dacha sheyoda v'leschila lohonik. They say, you know what, give the baby over to a different nurse before she began nursing the baby. Achikimat butla takonas chachomim. Can you imagine that? Scandal. Ukfa nasa masa biomenu viskimu gdoli dorenu lesor for the evid. The akashinisa the kachlik. Lenados habal. To put him in cherim. Achiyotzi beget. I want to marry her. Remarry her after 24 months. That's how far they went. We'll see in the Gemara. Again, early in Yevamos about this. Okay? This is incredible. This is my elder Zeta speaking. V'yesh shechoshu l'dvareinu. Yes, and there were those who listened to us and they divorced their wives under pain of excommunication. V'apsoim. It was not shomer psoim Hashem. No. Avru. They didn't listen. V'nenshu, and they were punished, catch this now, b'misa v'oni, died. That's what Cherem is death. The Cherem worked. He died. This is my old Zayda. They're killing people. I mean, I don't see. They put him in Cherem. He said they're punished by Hashem with Misa Vahoni. This is the Pnei Yeshua speaking. Wow, this is scary. But then he said, there was one case that a Chacham gave her a heter. Okay. And she had a shidduch. And they made a time for the wedding. And when they realized there's a problem, he said, I'm out of here. The guy said, I'm out of here. So I said, you know what? I didn't want him to ruin the shidduch. I allowed her, even the help to say to Pnei Yeshua, I said, you can't move. Do you believe? You're not going to believe the next sentence. Tocha de Dibra. I allowed them to get married after 15 months. What is this? You give me how many cents on the dollar? 15 months instead of 24 months? What is going on over here? Did my holy great grandfather, 15 months. Yes.
I'm not sure what exactly the
situation was. Normally we say, wait to get married until 24 months. And then you get married, Mazel Tov. This guy said, I'm not waiting, I'm out of here. I'll go marry somebody else. So the fellow said, I'm out. In other words, they got engaged. Then they didn't realize. They knew about it waiting 3 months. That they heard about. They were 3 months they knew about. Okay? So they get married after 3 months. And she said, I can't wait another 2 years, almost 2 years. So he convinced him to wait one more year, from 3 months to 15 months. It's a long engagement. We don't like long engagements. He had a 1 year engagement, and it was Matarim. How did he do this? My great grandfather. He first said, if you don't listen to the Chazal 24 months, you're putting Cherem, and now all of a sudden he turns around and he's giving him 15 out of 24. What is this? Unbelievable. But, you know, my conscience bothered me. Libi Nokpi. But I found that another Gadol was making, a Gadol Echa was making for 15 months. Why? Come on, the mother's not the mother's milk stopped already. It's only a knas, so we can be making it after 15 months. When is tamim acherim? So far, we are completely at a loss. What in heaven's name is my great grandfather talking about? Where in the world did he get this from? Where did he get it from? It's interesting that there are a number of other positions in the Otzar Post, and they're all quoted. Some say 15 months. Some say 18 months. Some say 21 months. What's this? A game here? 15, 18, 21, 24. I know about 24. What are you lopping off? 3 here, or 6, or 9? Where are all these numbers coming from? The numbers game. Where does it come from? It all comes from the Gemara Masechet Ksuvos. That's the trick. Masechet Ksuvos, what you didn't see. Daf Samach Amud Beis. Samach Amud Beis and Masechet Ksuvos is more so 24 months. The Rav Meir. Rav Yudah Matir B'Shmona Sochodesh. Okay? It's enough. Says Rashi, Dial the Tinok Lina Bekach, 18 months is enough. How much must you do the nurse already? I want, while I'm talking, you can go online and tell me, go on La Lesh, you know, these nursing, how long do they recommend that a mother should nurse a child? And statistically, how much is the most, you know, how many will continue to nurse their children nowadays, now 2011, how many nurse their children after, let's say, 18 months? What percentage of the women? I'm looking for that percentage, and you'll see it for an important reason. So we now have an 18 months. Okay, so I got 24, I have 18. You know, we passed it, of course, 24. So there's one opinion that says 18, maybe in a pinch. And then it says, the one who says 24 is really 21. The one who says, this is Reshbach speaking, the one who says 21, the one who says 18, it's really 15. Here we get the 15. We got it. We found it. 15. Why? Fisha'ein acholav nechar elaliach ha'shloshes chadoshim. If a woman becomes pregnant, She's not going to lose her milk or nursing ability till the child is 3 months, the gestation goes 3 months. So you can lap off three, either of the 24 down to 21, or of the 18 down to 15. So now we know where all the numbers are coming from. All come from the same Gemara. Ksuba stav samach hamid beis. That's where it comes from. I would have said, who cares? We don't pass in this way. Comes from Moshe. From Moshe Feinstein, who's a classical person. He's not no chochmas. He said that if she weaned the baby, she's allowed to get married after 21 months. He lopped off 3 months. Not as radical and as bold as my great-grandfather went down to 15, but he went down to 21. To me, this is a chidush of Florida. We don't probably pass the 24 Shulchan Aruch. This is not even found anywhere. Yes, the Peschid Shuva, quoted from the plan of Shuva. So Rav Moshe didn't want to go as far as 15, 21. Okay. In the back of the Shulchan Aruch, and some of this on the bottom, is a Chochma Shlomo. Chochma Shlomo is a Shlomo Kluger, one of the great Gedolim. And he has the following interesting, that's why I want you to go on the internet for me. On this din, he writes as follows. This is the Chochma Shlomo. B'zman hazeh, it's different. 18 months is enough. Where do you get 24 from? What's going to happen? The kid's going to die for 24 months? And what after? So go further than 24 months? No. After 24 months, ein derech rov atinokos linik. You don't normally. Doesn't it say? Yitzchak. I think the Chazal there said he got us when she weaned him and he was 2 years old. So you have to eat other things, baby food, okay, whatever it may be. Within 24 months, the derech called tinok linik. They would normally nurse for 24 months. And if you gom them also, if you wean them early, catch this now. If you wean them, but listen to this unbelievable line. If you wean the baby before 24 months, havi miuto. That's a minority, that means the majority of kids in time of the Gemara would nurse for 24 months. They were afraid, they was going to die. That was Manashas. Rov Tinoko's 24 months. Now, Nishtanu atvoim. No one nurses more than 18 months. Some even wean at 15 months. And if you nurse more than 18 months, it's a miut delo shchiach. Beyond 18 months for us, it's like eight after 24 months in the time of the Gemara. Sounds like it was reform, no? What's a Shlomo Kluger? What's going on? Yeah. Avada, women don't nurse at all these days. Frekt of Shlomo Kluger after Kaimalam, Ein Bezden Yochel Levatel Divre Bezden Chaveiro. You can't do that. No. He goes to Tosa Masechta Megillah. Tosa Masechta Megillah. Masechta Megillah. What's that all about? Masechta Megillah. Masechta Megillah, Abham and Bates. Interesting Tosa. Here we go. Tosa says, "Ubikesh lakar Tishabov for the hodulo." Maybe you want to uproot Tishabov. What? How can you do such a thing? You can't. That's impossible. Ein bezn yachol levad le bezn chaveiro. What are you talking about? Yesh lomar to the rotz la okro. Rebbe wanted to make Tishba like Shavuot B'Tammuz. So you don't have to fast to a day and not by night. You don't have to have the other Inuyim. That's what he wanted to do. So how did I answer the original question? How did I answer the question? Says Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, as long as you not ochre completely, it's not called an Akira. So to over here, you want to reduce it from 24 months to 18 months. It's not considered to be an Akira. That's what he says. Amazing. Amazing. What he says? So he's willing to rely on his Svara in the case of a Grusha, where she didn't start nursing. And he goes other, a whole bunch of things. And his Kluger statistics. Rav Shlomo Kluge. He said, Aval azmaneinu shenishtanu atzmoim, ve'ein echad me'elef yonek rak chai chadosh. Not even one in a thousand nurses more than 18 months. What's today? Anyone got it for me on the screen? No one? Doctor, can't find us? Oh my goodness. Okay, you'll let me know then tomorrow what the stats are different today than they were on in Rav Shlomo Kluge in Brod. We served as a Rav in the 19th century. Okay? Nursing goes in cycles, ups and downs. Okay? But that's what he says. He wants to be Mekel Bizman Hazeh. Rav Moshe says, nothing doing. No. You can't bring a raya from Tisha B'Av. If you look on the side of the Tosfos over here, it says, Ela bichum ad sheyesh bo yosef bishar tanios, v'doros rishonim lo gozru ela rak sheyeh yom tanios lo yosef. So Rav Moshe is saying, if you look on the side, it was never a davar shebe minyan. Tisha B'Av was a 24-hour fast with all the other iluyim. That they just did it. It wasn't a davar shebe minyan. But over here, he thinks it was a davar shebe minyan. The only heter is a different heter. A different heter. Since we saw it, the four opinions in Ksuba Stav Saba. 24, 21, 18, 15. Doesn't sound right to Rav Moshe that they're arguing what the davar shebe minyan was. More likely, the davar shebe minyan was is an iser of menekas chaveru. And then the Chazal put in different numbers, but that itself was not a davar shebe minyan as such. And therefore, Rav Moshe was makel for 21. And he says, if someone is relying on even on 18, ein limchos biyodu. This is Rav Moshe. He said, these are traditional, mainstream, classical poskim going against the Shulchan Aruch. We said 24. We had a case once, we would not rely on any of these things. We required 24. Not 24 times 30. I think we just used the regular 24 months. But that's what I think we did. Okay, fine. I'm not sure. I'll have to figure it out one day what it was. But it was we weren't relying on anything less than 24 months. Narabosai, I mentioned to you that we saw the first Pesach Shiva we saw yesterday. What about a woman who became pregnant through Babati? So it's halacha lemaisa mamish. There are many poskim who say that artificial insemination from a donor sperm, aside from all the other problems that we spoke about a long time ago, it's going to require a forced physical separation of husband and wife of, count the numbers. Who wants to give me the number? 33 months. What couple is going to want to do that? 33 months to abstain. What kind of marriage is that going to be? Where do I get my numbers? 24 plus 9. 33. 9 months of Muberes Chavera, 20 months of Menekes Chavera. Huh?
9 months of Muberes.
She's pregnant. Soon as she becomes pregnant, she's already pregnant from some other guy. Not her husband. Her husband can't make her pregnant, unfortunately. Comes Avne Meluim with the following is so. And here in Sivkot Nalef. It's the only time that Machmir is in a case where she now wants to get married. But she's already married from before, it's okay. On the space of Shlomo Zalman as a psak, I have it on my desk downstairs, it's Kuf Chav Dalet Gimel, that if the woman is married to Chayim, Chayim just can't have any children. Now she accepts a donor sperm from whoever, whether it be John, whether it be Yosef, I don't know, whoever, that's not going to the discussion right now. But she does that, and she becomes pregnant, so just had the government for her to be with her husband. Because her husband was there first. Avne Meluim says it, but many other poskim say it as well. What's the raya, Rabosai? From the Mishnah we saw yesterday. Take a look on the Mishnah, Rabosai. Please, take a look. Lamed Gimel Lamed Alf. We saw this Mishnah. Open up, please. Lamed Gimel Lamed Alf. See what it says there. Lamed Gimel Lamed Alf. What does it say here? No. Where's that Mishnah? Sorry about that. Lamed Gimel. I'm a base. Oh, sorry, I'm a base. Remember, we saw this mission. Shnayim shekitshu v'shtei nashim v'shas knisas l'chupa huch. Hechlifu l'sheshel zeh. They mixed it up. Okay. They hold all the Torah of Eris. U'mafrish in Oslan shlosh hachadoshin. Shema mubaros hain. Should have said, and if they're mubaros, need another 24 months. Hakama doesn't say 9 months, 24 months. Doesn't say anything about the sword. Why? Ika chasim in a sefer. Should have mentioned it here. The answer is, no, they were married first. That's what Shlomo Zalman's raya, at this din, is not required. Okay. This Rabosai takes care of the first part of today's shiur. Now we go on to other areas which relate to this. Partly it's on the Maram Bakomas. I asked you to see a rush with Agos Ashri. But before we get to that, let's go back to a Gemara, Rabosai. Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Also saw the rush, I guess Ashri should know about it a little bit. We'll try to see it inside. Lamed Vav Amid Beis. They Yeshua put somebody in Cherim for marrying the woman within the 24 months. So the Gemara talks about it over here. On that Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Again, quote the same thing, the Tanya, halfway down. Lo Yisa Adam Uberes Chaver Merekas Chaver V'yim Nasa Otsi V'lo Yachzer Olamis Aknas, the Ramea. Chamarin, Yotzi, you have to divorce it, everyone agrees to that. Ulukshagi Azmana Lichnos, Yichnos. You can remarry her when the 24 months pass, Rabosai. Okay, very nice. So what does it mean? What does it mean, Rabosai? It says over here, look very carefully. Uladivre Chachamim Yotzia Beget, Rabbi says. Means you have to give her a get. It doesn't just mean you separate. You have to give her a get. The divorcer. Yeah, Yotzi says, Yotzi. Doesn't say Yafrish, doesn't say just separate. You have to give her a get. Okay, you have to give her a get. Now wait a minute. There's another case with a distinction drawn between a Yisrael and a Kohen. Why? Tell me why, Rabosai. What can't be done in the case of a Kohen?
Can't remarry her.
Not a marry Grusha. Maybe they give him a little bit of a break. Maybe. So look at that Flamed Zayin and Manal. The Gemara continues. Norach Manas. The Gemara says like this. Hocha, the third line. Habib Muberes Chaveru, Menekes Chaveru, Hanesuah Lekoyen Mai, Miyavir Banat Hakanta Lekoyen Olo, Omo Leyochi Ash, the Bishta Mahosim, Kevin Dike Rabbanan, the Plug Leyrad Ashbag, etc. We give him a break. Here? No. You have to give a get. Too bad. What does get mean? That means they can never get married. That's it. They will never live happily ever after. Never. He married her too early. Had to have a get. And once she gives her a get, they can never marry ever, ever, ever. These are the rights of Grusha. Yeah. That's it. It's over. Never. Sad. Can't help it. This Rabosai is the case, which is the sad case. Now, how far did Chazal go? We talk over here about a man who married a woman within the 24 months. How do you define marry? Take a look at the Tosis over here, if you don't mind. Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Told us a kasha. V'hod ha'ketani besota perek arusa daf chav dalal amud alef ha'me muberes chaveru u'mei nekas chaveru. Yochol hu lafrisho lachziro liyachas man. Wait a minute. Lafrisha sounds like what? What does it sound like? No, help me. Separate. Don't say divorce. He says no. Lashon hafrasha mashmahachi and mashmahachi. Hafrasha could mean either a separation or a divorce. Avol yotzi lo mashmah lebeget. That's the first teretz. Okay? With me so far? Poshim Shah. That's nothing new. Look at this one, count. Inami, Hosam Shekine lo v'nistera lo chashinon sheyovo aleha. Why? Kevon da asirole mid the oraisa v'lo boye get. The reason why you don't need a get over there because the nisa da oraisa, the nisa of sota. So therefore, since the nisa da oraisa, he's not going to do the oraisa and be bo aleha.
Okay, so therefore, no need for a get. Over here, with the entire din is the Rabbanan. So there's an expression over here on that flam of Amid Beis a little bit earlier. Chachamim asu chizuk ledevrayim. Yosef Mishal Torah. Yosef Mishal Torah. But it's the rice in the Mifresh Parash Mina. So even there's the rice over there. Good. Rabbi Yosef me Orleans. Hora mi tam zeh bi echad she kidesh me nekas chaveiro. Shlo lehatsvich get. El afrash bi alma. Why? Kevin de belav hochi asurale. Why? The kala below brocha asura le baila kenida. Vedavka benosahu de omah hocha de boya gita. What's he saying over here, Abosai? There are two stages to marriage. Everyone know about that? It's Kedushin, also known as Erusin, and then it's Nisuin. The English translation of Erusin slash Kedushin is what?
Engagement.
Oh, yeah, that's what Freddy was saying. I almost never correct Rabban. It's so much against my grain to ever correct anybody, and not even in public, but even in private. A rabbi's entitled to his mistakes. But once I was at a wedding, and a rabbi should know better, gets up and says, we're having two stages. He gave me a whole Pirush Rashi about the wedding. And the first stage is called Kiddushin, Erusin, which means engagement. I always say, what are you saying? No, I'm serious, because if when he put the ring on her finger, he thought he was getting engaged to her, which is what the rabbi said publicly, I'm not sure they're even married. It's scary. So the proper word is the word which has no meaning. What's the word?
Betrothed.
It means nothing. You know betrothed? Kiddush means betrothed. Betrothed means kiddush. Reminds me of the kids who used to learn the cheder. They translated from Hebrew into Yiddish. Bereshis and Anfak. They didn't know what Bereshis was. They didn't know what Anfak was. But just kept going. Borah Mashafin. They didn't know what Borah was. They didn't know what Mashafin. They just kept translating to Yiddish. So, Kiddushin and betrothal. We don't know what Kiddushin is. We don't know what betrothal is. That's okay, at least. You don't know what it is. So you do whatever they're at. But you make a thing engaged. So betrothal, I have no idea what betrothal means in English language. I don't know if that means anything. Does it exist? Who wants to look on the internet? What's betrothal? If they say Kiddushin, I'll laugh. What is betrothal? I don't know what the word means. Yes?
Betrothed as a verb. To enter into a formal agreement to marry.
That's terrible. I have to stop calling betrothal. A formal agreement to marry as an engagement. Oy, 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 oy. I got to stop the guy. We got to stop betrothal too. We'll call it sanctification. That's what you do. That's little. That's what's that. Sanctification. Erusin is a little harder to translate. Although we have, wait a minute. I have the art scroll does a good job. Right, but what one word is also going to use for the word morosa? Take a look. We'll look at Parshas Kiseitse, where that word appears many times. See what the brilliant people in art school came up with to translate that word. Hold on. Here we go. Morosa ish. Here we go. 23. Betrothed to a man. What are they doing? That's the only translation in the English? There's no other translation in English?
Oxford,
man. Oxford trumps Stone. Forgive me. I mean, the Chumash trumps Oxford, but Oxford in English, I think, trumps Stone. So I wouldn't use the word betrothed anymore. Thank you. I always thought that they were right. Okay, we got to be careful. Chachamis are with the Rechen. It's not a joke. Lucky no one knows what it means. So that's what they don't know. So engaged, everyone knows what that means. But betrothed sounds like it's engaged, what you're telling me. Agreeing to get married? That's okay, whatever it means. Sanctification. We have a new training. Okay? You're hereby sanctified. Yeah.
Engagement is just, I mean, just Judaism takes engagement as a more meaningful thing. It's that.
No! No!
Kedushin, you're putting an Isser on her for everyone else. That's really all.
That's Erusin and Kedushin. That's not engagement. You know what engagement is. Come on, you take the girl and put her on a helicopter or something like that. For balloons, whatever. What do you do? All kinds of funny things you do. I don't know. That's not a marriage. That's just
in Judaism, when you do an engagement, there are halachic ramifications.
Yeah, you have to make kugel and then make parties. And then I don't know what they do. Whatever it is. When I got engaged, we did nothing. Baruch Hashem, I was very romantic. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, but it was I don't know why. It was nothing dramatic to that. Guys go on planes. They do. No, that has to outdo the other guy, right? Funny things. One guy didn't know. What do you do? I think it was at a baseball game, and he put on the board, "Will you marry me?" And I said, "What? This guy's Yeshiva guy do all these crazy things."
She said no to that one.
Huh?
She said no to that one.
Whatever, maybe I can't even. My wife was in Far Rockaway, lived in Far Rockaway. Took a walk to the boardwalk. Get engaged on the boardwalk. There was no one there. It was at night. Don't worry about it. There was a boardwalk. And looking out over the whole Atlantic Ocean, welcome you nice, under the stars, Meredith, very romantic. Okay, I'm not saying you shouldn't do that, but not crazy. Anyway, that's just a digression, everybody. So here he's saying that Kala v'lo bracha asru l'bal kenida. That's how Masechta Kala begins. On the side of probably take a look at Masechta Kala. What does it say here? Chof. Reish Mesechus Kal, that's exactly. Which is one of the Mesechus Ketanas that they have in the printed in the back of Mesechus Kal. So I'm not even sure where to find Mesechus Kal. It's because all these two pages. But anyway, below Bracha means Birchas Nisuin, Sheva Brachas, Nisuin. So there was a year in the old days, right? There was a whole year between Erisin and Nisuin. Mishnah says Beferish and Mesechus Ksubas, that's what they used to do traditionally. 12 months they would wait. In those 12 months, if you have beer with her, would be prohibited. So therefore, there's a leniency. Dafkishanasa Udamacha the boy gita, because Nisuan normally provides a head to Tashmish, and in this case it doesn't. Says Tos, I'm skipping two lines. V'ein nira, the maichurma de kala below bracha mimenekas chaveiro, the tarvayu midirabanan. What's the difference? They're both midirabanan. The Gemara here talks about the Doraisa, okay, but this is only the Rabbanon. So what's the difference? He doesn't see the difference, or both say, he doesn't see the difference between Nisuin and Erisin. In both cases, there's no Issa Doraisa. Not the same as a Sota, so does Issa Doraisa. So therefore, he rejects Rabosai, Rabbi Yosef Merolin. Tosis rejects it. And with me so far, it's Chazer again. You're not allowed to marry a woman as Muberes Chaver. If you do, you have to divorce her. Even if you're a current Tuber, you have to divorce her. Fine. What happens if it's only Kiddushin? So Rabbi Yosef Yaldin said, Kiddushin, you don't have to divorce her, because it's an Issa, a separate Isser. And Tosfos responds, that is an Issa Derabbanan. What's the difference? It doesn't help. This is the Machlokos over here in Tosfos, not Lamed Vav, Lamed Beis. When the Rosh quotes this, Rav Osai, let's take a look in the Rosh Siman Dal. That's how we were supposed to get started. It's on the Rosh Siman Dal. Please turn to the Rosh Siman Dal. It's on the Makaros, I believe. Here we go. He has the same kasha. It's in our print, it's page Tes Vav, column 2. Yosef Meolins. Tosis rejects, the Rosh rejects it. When it's Kila Vinistra, Asila Vidaraisa. Hacha Kala Lobracha, Uberes Chavera, Tavai Surah, Rabbananenu. Mali Chari Surah, Mali Trei Surah. What's the difference? One is a two is a, what's the difference? They're all the Rabbanon. The Rosh adds that little extra line to what Tosa said on Achlam Abavim and Beis. It's a difference, one or two. Doesn't help. Sota's different than Issa Darais. So now he quotes his Rebbe, right, the Maram. Oh, the Omer Rabbeinu Meir. You see where I'm up to getting to the wide lines on this column 2 on page 10 above an hour print. The Imnasim Uberes Chavera with a small Zionist. Af im hidir hanoas tashmisha olav al das rabim at shegiyas vano lichnos. He'll make a neder. What do you mean al das? Whoever learned in Shas what it means al das rabim? What's he adding over here? Anybody know? Normally, neder al das rabim ain't no hatara. You all heard about Torah Sedarim. Rav Hashanah, Torah Sedarim. If you did al das rabim, you can't do Torah Sedarim because you need all the rabbins to come and agree. So therefore, that's going to be a hatara proof neder that he can't have tashish with her until 24 months. The hashta siule midaraisa. Oh, so great, no? Says the Maram doesn't help. Afilu hachi tzarach lahotzi. Why? Why even in Sota? Look what he writes. Everyone with me? I'm in the first wide line. Page Tetzvav, column 2. Lo dami l'sota. Why? This is based upon a psychological concept. The shani hasa ver sota. The fisha who sona. Ah, he hates her. This is his wife who is secluded with that other fella. After he warned her not to be secluded with him, and she went and was secluded in front of two witnesses, he suspects of the worst. Lo sinav, he suspects. Say he hates her. Uma'usalav. And she's disgusting to him. Sherekinila Vinistra. Chutzpah. He warned her, don't go near this guy, and she went and secluded herself with him. Hilkoch. Lo chayshinan shema yavo aleha. We're less concerned he's going to have beer with her because he hates her and he despises her. Can't compare that to this girlfriend of his who he loves very deeply, very, very much, just that she's within 24 months of having had a child from somebody else. That's what the Maram says. Okay, an additional reason. An additional reason. Fine. Fine. Oh, Rabbi Yosef put another raya. And look inside. Oh, hey, Rabbi Yosef, raya, Israel Yosef Meolins. Says in Perek Afal Pidav Samach Umed Veis, Marise da Baye, Shehit lo leores tok esem yava chodesh, Veshuv chazaba, Umano milas bilis ena, Velo motzinu shetzricho liten get. You don't find the word get there. Gamzu ena raya. Yeshloma shetzricho liten get. Ulefisha osa shmua lo ari beget lo eskiru. They didn't mention it because that's not the sugya. Not talking about that. That's all. There are different gersos over there. Not going into it right now. Okay. So now comes our goals. Ashrit, I guess you can see it on the side. And adds a number of other fascinating possibilities. Take a look over here, Abosai. Shuvas Rehazokein. Everyone see it? Let's see. Do you have it? It's column 1. Let's see. In the smaller print. Ein lahati b'shum tzad. Afilu shetitein hameinekes erovon godol shelo lachzor bo. You'll get a wet nurse. And she'll accept upon herself $1 million fine if she backs out from nursing. That's guaranteed. She's not going to back out. So what's wrong? Why can't you do it? It won't help. Brackets. Below Domi Lidave Resh Galusa. What's over there? It says over there in Afsamach and Bez of Masechtah Ksuvos that they were making Rav Nachman Sharlu Lidave Resh Galusa. Why? The Lo Hadri Behu. What that means is, says that Gos Ashri, Hosam Yadua Lakod Lo Hadri Behu. Below Osil and Mishra Bialma. Everyone knows he can't back out. You know why? They'll kill you. Everyone was the mafia. The Reish Galus, you back out from a deal with them, you're on the bottom of the river with what do they call it? Concrete boots? Whatever they call it? Something along those lines. Whatever lotion you want to use. So no one mess and trifle with the Reish Galus. And everybody knows that. Everybody knows you don't mess with those people. So it's well known. No way she's going to back out. But over here, she gives some kind of $1 million escrow. She'll back out anyway. You never know. It goes further. It goes to Ozarua. Then he says, even she swears, Nishbal das Rabbim, Shal Tavzaba, Lahol Klum. You know why? Shalo Shain Shayach al das Rabbim, Elamisha Nishba Kedin, Bahu the Pasha Bianuka, Shaz call you straw maskim Lishvua. But in our case, Rav Osai is also Isha. Becheskas Alba Sheyitzra. Again, Rotzili Nasei. Shulyinagu Baminag Hefker. Oh, and Tischare. Betomak Kesvorni Sheyachol Tilispo Vlobal. So what are they going to do? They'll be matter the neder. They'll be matter the neder. I have a neder al das shem elu atara mitzvah shiny. What's the mitzvah? She says she's. I don't want to use any of the modern terms that they throw around because they're not clean terms. Chazal uses a different phrase. Al b'shal yitzra. She's you're not going to have to control herself. She's going to do a terrible avera if we're not going to be matter her. So the Beis Din will say it's a mitzvah to get married, and they'll be matter even though she's neder al das rab. That's what Agos Oshri says over here, right here in the small print on the side. Do you all have it? Everyone follow me? This is in the Makoros. This is Agos Oshri. Very, very important. Very important. It's interesting that there is some wiggle room about the 15 months. Not like my elder Zayd of Pnei Yoshua, who allowed him to marry after 15 months. That I haven't found, even though I love my great-grandfather. But I haven't found that in the Rishon. But I did find a little bit of, little wiggle room. Look at this. Heshir made a Moshe ben Chizdoi. To Mashiach, the Kohen, the Garish, Nosim, and Egas Chavero. Hainu Kiddush, Konim Tetzvav Chodesh. Av Acha Tetzvav Chodesh, Ein, the Kohen, the Garish. Shish Lismoch, Adir Ashbag. Rabbi Yehuda, Shad Sham Nikris, and Egas Chavero. It's very gaf api, ksubat av samacham et beis, new Yisrael, shema yetzor ol garish, shenisit afilu lachakach. In other words, if it's a Yisrael, so until 24 months, you have to give a divorce. But if it's a Kohen, not that we allow them to get married, physically, to live with each other, after 15 months, as the Pnei Yeshua did. No, we just say they can be in abeyance, and don't have to have an actual get, because if they want to do the get, they can no longer get married, because he's a Kohen. So that much we'll allow them after 15 months. That much, yes. And he goes further and says, further, the next piece, this is on column 2 in the narrow lines. Again, the same, Rav Moshe ben Chizdoi. Hode mishamtinen leila hotzi beget hainu davka in nisah b'mezit avol misvura she'ein menika o amoret she'ein yodah she'menekas chaver asura lo mishamtinen lei. V'sagilo ba'afrosha below get. Okay? You don't force, you don't put on cherim. It's enough that should separate. No need for a get. Okay. This idea of cherim, Rabosai, is an infurish gemara on Aflamet Zayin. We glossed over it before. Let us turn our attention to Aflamet Zayin of an Aleph. It's a fascinating piece of gemara. Again, it's not so much lemaisa, because these things don't really happen too much, but it can happen. They mistakenly got married. But you know, but this is fascinating. Itmar. Kitsha v'sov shlosha u'barach. About the 10th, 12th line on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. He ran away. Pligi bar avach av rafam. Chad amar misham tina lay. Put him in the cherim. V'chad amar. Iruke mistaye. Who wants to give a translation? Iruke mistaye. What does iruke mean? It's running away. What does mistaye mean? Is enough. His running away is enough. And Rashi explains. Iruke mistaye. Lo boy le michve lichtov get. The gully dited. Lo boy lichtos adzmano. He ran away. Since he ran away, we're not going to force a get. That's how Rashi understands. Everyone with me so far? It was an uvda vi uvda. I'm the Rafram. He ruke mistaye. Sounds like we pasken this way. The little bays of the Nishvat is there. Let's go look it up. And Simon Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Bays. That's what the Nishvat tells us to look it up. But before we open the Shulchan Aruch, let us take a look a little bit more in some of the Rishonim. Okay, let's take a look, for example, in the Nemuke Yosef. It's page Chav Tes by us, or Yud Aleph from an Aleph in the old print. Okay, Rabosa, let's get to work. Itmar, Iruke Mistaye, left column of page Chav Tes. Quotes Rashi. Kosev, Mefarshim Zal, the Midvarav Nireh, She'ilu konas mamish, Kaifina le b'shamta ashir garesh o yehe b'nidui ashagia zmano lichnos. In other words, in this case, we ran away. We don't force him under pain of excommunication to give his wife again. But if he didn't run away, then we would. V'chein kosev arayvid. V'hosef o, it tells you where it is in Rambam Perek D'Alaf Halacha Chavdal. Hosef o loma. Not only that. Shekon sin o soliachas mano shlo yichnas ad sheyavru olav k'minyan nayonim sheomar ima b'toch tishim. Tishim is, of course, the case of Havchana. He married her before 90 days. It took 10 days till he gave a get. Now he say he cannot remarry her until 100 days passed. Zelu mazek, quid pro quo. You had 10 illegal days with her, get up and canas another 10 illegal days when you're not allowed to be with her. Ein zedat ha-toistus. V'acher v'nam ha-farshim v'kosu. Dayenu shenochov also the garish beget hazman ha-bulvat. Enough, 90 days or 24 months, you don't have to add anything. V'yesh ha-pirshu, z'ramban. Tafilu k'shekines nami aruke mistaye. Whoa, look at this. Look at this. Even if they actually married her, it's enough if he runs away. Kitcha, what does kitcha mean? Kitcha means kiddushin, sanctification. I'm learning new. Sanctification. Right? That's the Gemara. The Rif Kosi Gemara about it. Itmar, kiddush, etc. Kiddush. Lav dafka. Kuli amam kiddush v'lo barach. Mishamten also at shigarish o yamad ben niduyo kol tzadi yom. We're talking about the 90 days of Havcham. Rambam Zal, Nireshu Sover, Sheminadin also. Until now we understood, what's the Cherim? The Cherim is to force the divorcer. That's not the Rambam Shah. What do you put a Cherim on him? Nesha Ovar Adirabonon. It's not an incentive to divorce her. It's a punishment for having married her. Avalein Kof and also Lahotzi. Vafilu Bakones. Elishama Frish it also. Once they already got married, post facto, we'll just separate them. And he put into Cherim, not because of prospectively to force him to divorce her, but retrospectively as a punishment for what he had done. Uchesha Barach. And when he ran away, now what? This is very Shver Amba, for both sides. If the pshat is that we force him to give her a divorce, because we're afraid they're going to live together. So we even put him in Cherim. He ran away. He's away. He can't live with her from long distance. Okay? So no need to force him to put him in Cherim. But according to the Rambam, it's a punishment for what came before. How in heaven's name is running away a substitute for a punishment? Uchshe barach aruke mistaye latzilo min hashamta the over other abonam. For the punishment. The cost of love, the Enam Mechuvah. They don't like the Rambam. Now the question becomes, what's Pshat in the Rambam? Is it Perik Yud Aleph in the Chosgerishin? Halacha Chav Dalet. How can it be, because he runs away, we spare him the punishment that he's deserving, namely a Cherim? Who wants to venture a guess? V'yimborach ho'olo la'atzilo min anidui. The running away itself. Why is that so? How does the running away itself prevent him from having to be excommunicated? Says the Magid Mishnah, something remarkable. Brichoso matziloso v'nanidui, remez ledavar, golus mechaperes avo. He took on himself golus. He ran away. If you ran away, in itself is a punishment to be run away from your home. There's no need to impose an additional punishment, namely that of Cherim. So writes the Magid Mishnah. Fine. Let's finish up the Mukha Yosef. Uvekones esam uberes, niravada de mishamtinale, afilu barach, achayoti. What's the difference? Why is it if he runs away within 90 days, we do not excommunicated. If he runs away within 24 months, we do. What's the difference? Zokta Nemuke Yosei, Neshu Vare Sakona, On the one hand, if he lives with her and she has a becomes pregnant and the milk stops, it's a sakana to the child. And number two, Usmano Aruch, 24 months, how can he control his Yetzer for 24 months? 3 months, Mela, 24 months. So you have to force him to divorce on the pain of excommunication. He can now marry her. You see, when he was in Chayim until now, he can marry her. All right, go from Kiddush to Nisuin. From sanctification to elevation. Okay. She's pregnant. Omeid b'niduyo. He's now in Cherem. Atshet teleid v'tonik chavdal chadoshim. Owachi agarish. Can you imagine that? They throw the book at him. Das tzatz rabosai. The chol shik tano. V'neruyo leleid. She'en hamtonosa. Eli b'shem gzer the Rav Meir. Mita lo plug. In that kind of a case. If ovar v'kidesh okines. Lo kafina lele garish. All is ad kan lashon haritva. The Megillosim often quotes the Ritva. This is no exception. He quotes the Ritva. Now, if you look at the footnotes on the Ritva, which I have over here, in footnote 169, is the Torah holds against the Nimuka Yosef. Running away works not only for the 90 days, but even for the 24 months. Rabbi say, open to the Shulchan Aruch. I think you have it in the back. Simon Yud Gimel Sif Yud Beis. A Mishpat Amoli. Please, Evan or Ezer, look in the back. Simon Yud Gimel. Sif Yud Beis, it should be there. Evan Ezer, Simon Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Beis. Baruch Hashem, it's here. It's page Lamed Dalet, okay? Page Lamed Dalet, take a look. I'm going to open my big Shulchan Aruch, so I'm holding the parasha, but you're going to the text of Shulchan Aruch is right there in front of your noses. It's right there. Please, page Lamed Dalet in the back, and Mishpat Avoli, the top of the second column. Let's read it together. Ovar v'nosa muberes o menekas chavero betov zman zeh minadin oso. What? Minadim oso. You put him in cherem. Ela im kain borach. What does that mean? Ela im kain borach. Sounds like if you run away, there's no problem. You don't have to give a get. Who said so? The Beis Shmuel, right over here. The Beis Shmuel over here in Sivkotin Choftes. Can you find it, please? Here we go. Again. V'yotzi beget. Says the Beis Shmuel, Fokasafti in the previous Sifkotin, at Sifkotin Chavches, the Rambam, Mahani Avrocha, V'en Tzorech Ligarish, U'mashakotzev HaMechaber, which you have right in front of your nose, Elim Kein Borach V'yotzi beget, Hainu, D'yem Borach Ein Tzorech Lehotzi. That's how the Beis Shmuel and Pshat in the Mechaber. It's Chazim again. Oba V'nosa V'beres HaMenika B'toch Zman Zeh, I mean, I don't know, so to force him to give again. Elam came Barach. If he was Barach, you don't menade him because you're not gonna, he's not required to give again at all. That's how the Beis Shmuel read the Mechaber. Others say, no, not at all. The Yotzi began in all cases, except if he did not run away, we excommunicate him to force him to give again. And if he did run away, we're not going to go that far to excommunicate him, but he's still required to give a get. Now, we understand the running away in two different ways. either because it shows he has no intention to marry her, or it's a punishment, galus mechaperes. However, there may be a bit of a difference as to how far he has to run away. Please open to the Rosh here, in Perek Dalet Siman Vav. How far must he run away? Take a look, please. Perek Dalet Siman Vav. Perek Dalet Siman Vav. Says the Rosh, Pirish Rashi, it's in our print, it's page Tes Zayin, the last line of column 1. Labor lemichpe lemeav gita, the goli bedaito, she'ein ritzona luchnos adzmano, because he ran away. Masha mitok perusha. Lechatchila nami arina le arok, run away. The sagi begilu daito, she'ein ritzona luchnos. We give him advice to run away. V'chein ho rabbi v'ni chil b'rabbi yosmi Paris. The famous Abichimi Paris, right? Me Eretz Hayovon. What does that mean? Paris is in Greece? Who knows Pshat? I give you my Pshat. I'm not sure if it's historically true. Abichimi Paris debated the Christians, won the debate, and had it leave. Same as the Ramban. They did it at the same time. They're both living in the 13th century. They both are forced into disputations against the Christians or against the Mishumadim. They both, of course, won the debate. And they were both told they had to leave. You know where they both ended up? Not going to believe where they met. Who knows where they met? One ran away from, I think, Barcelona. One ran away from Paris. Two very cosmopolitan Western European cities. You know where they ended up? You're not going to believe it. All the cities. Yes, it's a city which borders the Mediterranean. I'll give you a hint. There are many, many cities that border the Mediterranean. Who wants to guess where they both ended up? Akko. Correct. You're right. They met in Akko. Do you believe it? This is mind-boggling. Two of the greatest gadolim of the time who never would have met in their whole life. Because he was living in Paris. He's living in Barcelona. Not like today where you're going on a plane. Right? They met up in Akko. They were both were refugees because they both won their respective debates against the Mishumodim and against the Christians. They lived out their lives in Akko together. Yeah, not kidding. Akko. Yeah. We know Akko, there it's a straw. It's the first Mishnah Gittin. It depends which part, whatever it is. That's where they lived. In Akko, there was some kind of little yeshiva over there. Ramban had a pit stop on Yerushalayim, Kayodua, from his letter. And he's the famous Rambanshu. Right? You're the only old city, the Rambanshu. Yeah, that's his. There wasn't a minion in Yerushalayim. On that trip, he had a famous line. What was the most famous line? What was Ramban's famous line? It's famous. No? Kol HaKadosh Mechavero, Chorev Mechavero. Whatever's holier is more desolate. In Yerushalayim, the holiest, but there was no minion. There were two brothers there that he came, told him to build some kind of a shul, and then he couldn't do no minion. He had to go back to Akko. Remarkable. Anyway, so I'm guessing that on the way to Israel, he passed by Greece, and he sent a letter from Greece. What else was he doing? He went on some kind of a vacation in Greece? At Greek vacations from Paris in those days? I don't believe it. Maybe he was on his way. But if someone can look it up for me, what does it mean? What does the Mefarsh take it out? Fine. V'eroya says the Rosh on his own. Debricha zu tzricha shetia lemeirochok sheyarchik ledod ad shetia shir chazaroso al acha shlosha chadoshim v'lo mestaba sheyekadesh birzu v'yivrach lirach eres dimkein bitalta takonas hachamim v'chein memekadesh muberas o menekas yivrach lefi meshach hazman lefi arachoka. You have to run away so far, you can't get back within 24 months. That's pretty, guys, that's pretty far, even in medieval times.
12 months.
Huh?
12 months each way.
Yeah, I understand, but 12 months? Was there a place in Europe that took more than 12 months to get from one place to the other? 12 months? Marco Polo, how long take him to go? I'm serious, what does it mean? 12 months?
Maybe the pshat is as follows. He already spent a year in Cherem. So he's tired of Cherem. So he takes a 6-month trip, and then he's out of Cherem, because by the time he gets back, it'll be... I don't know. That's what the Rosh says. That's the Rosh says. Guess what? It made its way into the Shulchan Aruch. It's a Yesh Omer. Shulchan Aruch, you may have it in Mishpat Amaleh. Hold on. Back to that same page. In Mishpat Amaleh. What was it? What page was it? Lamed? Dalet? Lamed Dalet? Oh. They don't have it here. I'm upset. They don't have Sif. Yes, if you would. They have Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph is Menekes Chaveiro. This, I think, is found in Yud. Yeah. They don't have Yud. I don't know why they don't have Yud. Yud is regular Avchana. Yesh Misha Omer. The Bricha Zu Tzricha Shetia Lemei Rocho Sheyarchik Ad Sheyia Shirucha Zerosu Acha Gimel Chadoshim. V'yei Nira Kei Midivrei Shara Poskim. Shulchan Aruch comments, this Rosh is the Rosh, but the Shara Poskim don't hold this way. The Beis Shmuel has a very stark atayna why the Mechaba even bothered quoting this. He had no right to quote it. There's a Beis Shmuel, Sifkotin, Tesvav. What's in Tesvav? The Mechaba says as follows. HaMekadesh Toch Tishim Yom Minadin also. Says the Beis Shmuel, Kekosav Rambam. As the Rambam says. Okay? Why? The Rambam never said that. Maybe the Rambam you can't find in your English, but I'm only. Hold on a second. This should be here. Yud Gimel Chav Dalet in Hilchos Gerushin. Turn back to page Ches. Page Ches. Column 2, halfway down. What? They skipped Chav Dalet. They have Chav Gim, Chav Al. I can't believe this. If every halacha but Tez. Tez Zayin, Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, Yud Tez, Chav, Chav Al, Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, Chav Hey, Chav Vav. That's good. I'll read the Rambam myself. I have it. Rambam says, Hama'ares tov tishin yom menadim also. Ires u'borach en menadim also. Kines tov tishin yom, mafrishin also, alach azman, v'yamo nemishto. Okay? He doesn't say menadim also to force him to give a get. You don't have to give a get. He says, if he did it, you separate them. He didn't say that you have to give a get. So what's Nidhi all about? It's a punishment. The Mechaber, who quotes this Rambam, in effect, by saying, Menadin also, didn't say a word about divorcing. Ain't Tzorach L'garish on the Menadin. Okay? What'll happen if 3 months passed? You're still Menadin. Because you didn't have Avera. So writes the Ramah. But according to the other posts, come say, Menadin also Kadesh Yigarish, 3 months passed. There's no purpose in making either. According to the Rambam, do you have to run away so far that you can't get back within 3 months? No! It's kapara. As the Magad Mishnah says, Golos Mechaber. You don't have to go so far. Kasha on the Mechaber. Ha Mechaber, Shevi Rakdas, Rambam. The Menadin also al Isra Shasa. Doesn't say you have to give a divorce. Lo hoyalo lo havi diri das arosh the tzorach la chokak b'chidei shal yachza shachak gimel chadoshim a stir in the mechaber the same sif the same yud gimel sif yud everyone with me by quoting the Rambam sheet the menad without forcing give a get the wife bothering to mention the rush how far he has to run away I don't think this makes no sense it's a good kasha now the Rambam he understood the Rambam im kines Menadin also, because of the Avera that he did. The Bach disagrees. Where did Bach get it from? So in the footnotes of the Ritva, 165, he quotes Rabbeinu Avraham min Ha'har.
You know who he was? Who was the Bay of Rome and what har? What mountain did he live on? Can't tell the exact name of the mountain. But Rabbi Avraham ben Ahar was from the school of the Chachmei Provencia, which was towards southern France. It was considered a separate Medina. There was Chachmei Tsarfas in northern France, Paris, Bechini Paris, and then there was southern France. It's called Provence. Provence, of course, is the province. That's how it was called. The Rivet came from there. The Meiri came from there. So Rabbi Avraham ben Ahar, and we have his parish, Amasechti Avamis. He has a very interesting pshat. He learns the Rambam also, Minadin also, in order to force a divorce. I've never mentioned the word about divorce, but after Rabbi Avraham ben Ahar understood it. What's pshat? You Minadin also, how should we say it? Hama'ares, he's Mekadesh, he sanctifies, right? V'sof Tishim Yom, Minadin also, what are we doing here? Why? Why? To prevent him from marrying her. They're suing his full marriage. He's so close. He already sanctified it, Kiddushin. Any second now, he decided to nisuin him. So therefore, we put him in Cherim to prevent him from doing the terrible act of nisuin. Okay. We understand very well. Once he did it already, Kines Altishim Yom, Mafrishin also, no point to do any nidui anymore. No point. If, in fact, the Mechaba learned Pshat Rambam like Rabbi Avraham ben Ahar, then the Beit Shmuel's Kasha is no Kasha. The Beit Shmuel asked the Kasha, because he understood the Rambam, the way I understood the Rambam, the way I simple Pshat Rambam, that since he never mentioned the word divorce or preventing from marriage, it's a punishment. But if you think about it, it's a very nice Pshat. Hama'aris tov tishim yom menadin also, so he shouldn't come to, not a punishment, to prevent them from Nisuin, and therefore if he ran away, amen, I don't know, so because he's not going to do Nisuin, from, he can't do Nisuin from a distance, Rabbi Osai, you can be Mekadosh through a Shliach, you can't do Nisuin through a Shliach, right? And if he did it already, then again, there's no point in the Nidui, just my Frishin also. So writes the Rambam Lefi Perish of Avraham Min Har. Our final Rambam is right here in front of you, page Zion. The last Rambam on column 2. Let's take a look. The last Rambam on column 2. Ovar v'nosa muberes omenekas pesov zman zeh yotzi beget v'afilu hayakoye nebuch. And can't remarry. That's it. Too bad. That's a Gemara Beferish. On daf lamed zayin amud aleph. Anything about menadin over here? No. Then say, what about Menadin also? Comes the Ravid, which you don't have in front of you, and adds, Amar Avraham, Menadin also, Ad She Yotzi, Kemo Shamarnu, Toch Tzadi Yom. Of course, the Rambam didn't have Menadin also after Kines there either. But the Ravid is a big Cherem guy. He has his Cherem here, his Cherem there. Fine. That's what he says. Okay. Now, there were those who claim that even according to the Rambam, Rabbi Osai, there is a Cherem. I don't see the Cherem. Those who said according to Rambam, there would be a Cherem. I don't see why should there be a Cherem. After, once he married her, there's no need to be, what kind of Cherem? We don't find it, the Chorah. Now, it's hard to know exactly what this means. Maybe they weren't so machmer when it comes to Muberes and Menika as they were when it comes to Havchana. In other words, what? If the Rabbi Roman Ahar is right, good. If it's a punishment, why aren't you punishing this guy in Chav Ches as you punish the guy in Chav Dalet? So there are those who say it's a Tosus, Rabbi Osai, and the Rush who say that Muberes Chavero and Munekas Chavero is not as strict as Havchana of 3 months. This is the impression that's conveyed by the Beis Shmuel. I'll just read it to you. Here in Siman Yud Gimel, Sifkaton Lamed Gimel. These are just to summarize. We've learned two different Isurim. Which is more Chum, which is more Kal? Where's the Beis Shmuel? 1 second. Lamed Gimel.
Chasav Rivash. L'Ramba Menadin also. Kimo Bekidesh Toch Gimel Chadosh Shal Avchana. He says, there is, you are Menadin also. Only if Kidesh, not in Kines. Okay, because he already, because if he's Megarish already. The whole story. Kos Tos Yivam Aslam Yivam Beis. Velo. Okay, we'll just take a look back one for a minute. Back to the Tosis. Lama Nevavim and Beis. Rabosai. The Beis Shmuel has to look after look. Lama Nevavim and Beis. It's the Tosis we saw. It's the Tosis we saw. Tosis says, it's the line we skipped though. It's the third and fourth wide line. He says, Dafka Benasu Dama Hacha Debaya Gita. Alpha Gav the Mekadish Tov Gimel Ubarach. He loved the ruke mistayer tzar li denget b'muberes u'meinek as chavero lo ech miru. That she does a Rambam. It's not as strict as the other halach. Fine, atka. Rabosai, we have about 15 minutes left for shiur today. We're now going to start the new topic. The new topic is it's halach l'maisa mamish. This is also maisa. But what happens if a non-Jewish man has a child with a Jewish woman? We spent a lot of time out in the first perek with the child is Jewish and not Jewish. We paskin, the child is Jewish. Correct?
Right.
Matrilineal descent. The child is Jewish. We saw one unusual sheet in Tosis that said the child is, sounds like the child is Goyish. We understood it to mean it's not really a Goy. It's if you really require a Geiris, Zeche Yitzchak, give you the Psul Goyish. We spent a lot of time on that. If you recall way back when, this is before Yom Kippur yet, this is a law in the first parak. Now we come back to the same sugya with respect to a Kohen. There's not a single Kohen in this room, if I'm not correct, so we can talk freely. No Kohanim. We can say whatever we want to say, no Kohanim in the room. Rabbi says, take a look in the Gemara on Daf Mem Dalid and Mem Hei. Can I ask you to see? We'll take it from Mem Hei. That's where we'll start. Mem Hei Amanal. The last few narrow lines. Akum ve Mishum Rabbeinu Amru. Akum ve Eved Abo Bas Yisrael Avlad Mamzer. That's bad news. We saw that. We spent a lot of time on that a few months ago. You don't pass it that way. Shu Ben Levi Amar Avlad Mekulko Leman. Ilema l'kol harm Rabbi Yeshua v'ad kosher ela l'kahuna the kulu amaroi the matri modush avlad pogum l'kahuna. An interesting word, pogum. Last I looked in Chumash, that word wasn't there. Who knows the psukim when it comes to a kohen? Who may a kohen not marry? He may not marry a grusha. Who else may not marry? A zona, who else may not marry a chalala. Three. I think that's it, no? Psukim, we all know it's the beginning of Parshas Emor. Right? Gusha, zona, chalala. Gusha is easy to define. The easiest of all. The other two are not so easy to define. What is a chalala? Give me a one sentence definition of a chalala. Please, give me. Yes?
Born from a
Kohen who lived with a woman. With whom he may not live because he's Surei Kuna. If a Kohen is with a Grusha as a child, that child is a Chalala. Correct? Good. What's a Zona? More complicated. The word, I use the word Zona. A Zona, we don't know what a Zona is. A Zona is what the Torah calls Kadesh, according to the many posts, the many. It's a term of art, a technical term. Since it's so complex, and it's actually a matter of great dispute. Let's take a look at the Gemara, a little coming attractions. Daf Samach Amud Beis. If I'm not mistaken, there are six, no less than six sheetas, if I'm not mistaken, as to what who is a zona. Is that this daf? Somewhere around here. Is it here? Somewhere around there. Where is it?
Samach
Amud Aleph. Thank you.
Samach
Aleph Amud Aleph. I knew it was somewhere. Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Wow.
The
is a zora.
No, but it's somewhere they rattle off a whole. Samach Aleph Min Beis. Thank you. Oh, thank you. It was somewhere around here. Take a look, Rabosai. Vatanya. It's halfway on the narrow lines on Samach Aleph Min Beis. Just a review course. What is a zona? First opinion, Tanakama. Zona. Zona kishma divrei Rabbi Elazar. A zona is zona kishma. Rashi, lashon toa, shetoa mitaras baal lacherim. The Rabbi Elazar ain't zona ela eishes ish. Oh boy, a zona is a woman who violated lo sinuf. That's the worst possible avera. She was an adulterous woman. It's a zona may not marry a kohen. Opinion number one. Opinion number two. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Zona Zu Mufkeres. Zot Rashi. Afilu Pnuya. Me'acha Shefkira Atzma Lechol. Kriya Zoyna. We call Zoyna, right? Prostitute. Ava Mishum Be'ila Achas. Lohavya Zona HaPnuya. A Pnuya does live with a man once. She's not considered to be a Zona. And she may marry a Kohen. Right? Only a Kohen Gadol has to marry a Psul. Not a regular Kohen. That's two opinions so far. Amasya ben Chera Shomer, Afilu Holach Bala La Hashkosa, Ubo Oleho Kiderech Asa Zona. Because he's not allowed to do that. So there's a Surah Labaila. That's enough to make him into a Zona. And if her husband died, she may not marry a Kohen. Rav Yehuda Omer, Zona Zu Islands of all people. It's amazing. Chacham Omrim, Hey Zona, here we go, getting closer. Ella Giores. Oh, we know that. She's coming out married a convert. Umishuchreres. Same thing fundamentally. Vishenivala Be'ilas Znus. What does that mean? That's the hardest one of all. So we just, we just punted. We didn't, what exactly is the Be'ilas Znus? We don't know yet. Rebbe Elazar made the most chomer. Ponuya Baal Apnuya Shalola Shemishus Asa Zona. She lived with a man once. Without marriage, she's already a zona. How do we paskin, of course? Like the Chachamim. That's how we pass, like the Chachamim. Okay, so a zona is a gioris, or she had illicit relations. We'll have to discuss as we go in this sugya. What do you mean? Not if she lived with a Jewish boyfriend. No, that's Panei Baal HaPnuya. That does not make it through a zona. Then who does she live with already? Someone who she's not permitted to marry. Whom she's not permitted to marry. Who is she not permitted to marry? Can you give you candidates? What's the most choice candidate? The majority of the men in the whole wide world. What do you call them? Goyim. She lived with a goy. She's disqualified from marrying a kohen. This is a very sad fact. With all the Baal Tshuva. We spoke about it. The Baal Tshuva. They just asked me this yesterday. I spoke of that. Anybody there? They asked me that question, right? If she lived with a goy, she shouldn't be going out with a kohen. The first, this is the gemara. The other gemaras that elaborate, but this is the gemara. Adkan. Okay. Having said all this, let's go back to the, after this introduction of Mem Heim and Aleph our gemara. Okay. Look at this now. Pogum lakuna. I go back to what I said. Where's the word pogum? I never found the word pogum in the whole Givat of Samach Aleph. I saw that the word pogum is not there under the category of Zona. It's not a Chalala. You know, we don't find the word Chalala. It's Chalala, not a pogum. It's not a Grusha. What does pogum mean? That's the most obvious question. What does the word pogum mean? We don't know so far. We don't know. And how do you know it's true? The last narrow line, Mikavachomer Me'almona. It's a Kavachomer, the girl with the Jewish woman. The child is pogum, kavachomer from an almona. What do you mean, kavachomer almona? Ma almona lekohen gadol, she'ein isura shava b'kol. Almona can marry anyone she wants, except for kohen gadol. Nonetheless, if she married a kohen gadol, but not pogum. Whoa, pogum. Pogum or bosai? I have a different word for that. What word would you put in? What word would you put in instead of the word pogum? What is that? Cholol. Do you mean to say that the word plug and the word cholol are identical? So it sounds like Rashi. Okay. Let's see. Zu she sura shava bakol and the shibana pogum. Rashi. Zu she sura shava bakol akum osur ben the kohenis ben the levia ben the israelis shibana pogum. Zok Rashi. Bina pogum lav dafka. To pshita ben ha ovedes kochavim. Ovedes kochavim? I'm not discussing that. Is that a typo? What does Hay say? Ha'oved kochavim. Lav kayanu. Not to talk about. What do you mean? What do you mean he's pogum? He's not a kayan at all. Ve'im ishim lo yisak kohenes. Wrong. Kevin the mutl be Israelis. Mutl nabe be kohenes. She'ain kedusha benoshim. Tafilu ksheres mutaras the psulim. The kayan will allow who's the ksheres in the psulim. Elam ishim. Bito noka. Tintelet bas. Psula lekahuna. This is the famous Rashi. Mar used the word b'na, it really means bita. We discussed this last week or earlier this week. Okay. Frank the Gemara, that's not true. Mal almana, the Kohen Gadol, shekein hi atzma mischaleles. The reason why the child is pogum is because she herself became pogum. It's another rule. A chalala is one of two situations. Either a girl born of an illicit Kohen woman relationship, which is unique to Kohanim, or a woman who lived with someone with whom she's not supposed to live. The Amana lives with a Kohen Gadol, she becomes a Chalala. Oh, so she's a Chalala, so her daughter's a Chalala. But over here, where the woman lived with a non-Jew, she became a chalala? I didn't hear that. No response, no. She is. Hachanami, kevan shenivala psala. A woman who lives with a non-Jew, psala, zok Rashi. Afilu mitruma de beinasha, v'kolshke milinase lekohen. Rashi's saying, if she's possible from truma, even though she's a born koheness, she's certainly prohibited to marry a Kohen. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Shimon. Minai in Lovik Ochav Mevan Rabbala Kohen is for all of the Israelites. Shep Salua Rashi. Shep Salua Kohen is Mitrumas Avia. All of the Israelites could go and Shinisu the Kohen, but Lobonim. Shemesu Balei and Yochas Mitruma Vishul Bineim. The Imbaleakum by Vepsala Mitruma Koshka Mikahuna. How do you know? Shenemar. Ubas Kohen Kisiel Monogusha. Then, what's the din? Shava Beisavir and Rem Menachal Biatoha. She is allowed to eat truma. If you look on the Aleph, I'll give you the whole pasuk. Okay? Mi Sheyeshlo Almanos Vigerishinba. She became an Almanogusha from a person whom she was permitted to marry. Kagon, see what a small Aleph is? Kagon, Yisraelis, who? Should be Yisrael, again, Yisraelu. The chimeis v'zera in love v'shavu v'esaviyah k'pekinu reha. Yotu, says the Gemara. Aklum v'eved, she'ein lem almanus v'geirishin bo. She'ein kiddushin tofsin. So if a woman lives with a non-Jewish man, she may not eat truma. And kavachoma, says Rashi, she may not marry a kohen. Therefore, the kavachoma is intact. Let's chaser again. If an amon of a kohen gadol, it's not shavu b'kol. The child is pogum. We call it a cholol or a cholola. So to over here, the child is pogum. You can't say cholol. Cholol is only a kohen can become a cholol. But over here, we're saying that it's a girl. The girl may not marry a kohen. Ad kan. So chamafurish gemara. Pack black or white. No one seems to be arguing over here. That this girl who was a product of a goy and a Jewish woman may not marry a Kohen. So said. That's a din. Or is it? or isn't. The Gemara has an entire discussion, whole long piece, and concludes on Mem and Beis. Please turn to Mem and Beis, more than halfway now, and it's small gimelis. The Hilchasa, Ove Kochovim V'Yevet Abob Bas Yisrael Avlat Kosher Bein B'Pnuya Bein Be'eshes Ish. What does kosher mean? What does kosher mean? To the exclusion of what? Well, so I'm asking, what are the two choices? Come on. Exclusion of what? Mamzer, which is one opinion we saw earlier. Or maybe even to the exclusion of what? Of Chalala. Who's not sure about this? The Rif. Let's turn to the Rif. We'll stop here after we finish the Rif. We'll do the rest of that tomorrow. B'siyata d'shmai. Tomorrow is Thursday, she at 11. I want to discuss a little of the Parsha, but we also have to cover some of the Yavamas tomorrow. Please turn to the Rif and see that the Rif is wrestling with this issue. How do you reconcile? It says over here, kosher, what it said before, problem. How do you get out of this one? Take a look over here in the Rif, page Mem Aleph. Mem Aleph. I asked you to see this riff, the riff, the rush, it's all the same thing. It's the end of the narrow lines. Ika merav vosa de mesaimiba, the high amina of lad kosher, and immediately yisrael. Aval the kuhuna of lad pogum. The bratahi, if it's a girl, asura the koin. Not if it's a boy. And amina mikami hai piska, kula maroi, the makshri modu of lad pogum, the kuhuna kavachom, mamma the koin godo. Shane is sure of B'na pogum, zushi syrup shove of a coal, and a dinsha b'na pogum. The chitanic of the mifrach, he's calling a whole gemara we just saw. Malamonishkin, he has some chalelas, the chalanami came to Shabole, I saw a chalala. I saw a chalala. That's a very important line in the riff. The gemara never said I saw a chalala. Am I correct? What did the gemara say? She can't eat truma. Well, they never gave her a title. Then Rabbi Yochanan, Minai, Lova, Kachoma, Rabbi Bobas, Akawanis, Alviolis, Basis, Strosh, the Psula, Shanema. Says the riff in the last three lines. The chazina de rab vasach, we need the paski vilchsav the kachavim vevra bov asrael of lad kosher v'lo misaimid of lad pogum v'anan misafkalon. I'm not sure. He have a pogum ilo. Why? But the chazina the gemara basa shakla v'tarya the pasuk vilchsav the kachavim vevra bov asrael of lad kosher. The riff is not known for being indecisive. He knew how to pass control the riff. Here he's not sure. So on the one hand, nobody argues in the previous Gemara about Aleph. Everyone seems to say it's Vladis Pogum Lakuna. But the last line in the circuit says, kosher, doesn't say Pogum. What's it in? So I asked you to see the Sefer HaZchus. The Sefer HaZchus, Rebosai, for those who have it in our Gemara, occupies the bottom, more than half the page, on page Mem Beis in our print. I think it's Tezvav, or Tezayin in the old print. And the Ramban goes through the various opinions of it, which we believe that we'll discuss tomorrow, beside the Shmai. It's also a Ramba, what he says by commission or by omission, also difficult. Then tomorrow we will tackle this difficult subject. Yeah, I'm just